This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Christine Wong and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, do you think your personality has changed because of work-related stress over the past year? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is a number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll that is happening on Twitter. At BFM Radio is our handle. We also have a poll happening on Instagram. Christine, what are the poll numbers like?
So on Instagram here, we are still at 93% saying yes and 7% saying no. And on Twitter, we're currently at a yes, a bit leading the pack at 42.6%. Yes, a lot at 41.7%. No, not at all, 10.4%. And not sure at 5.2%. We also have a few responses here on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
So Chris2F_JSL says, everything that happens to us will eventually shape us. That goes for the stress from work too. Gwen O says she's burnt out. PDX3156 says the stress and uncertainty of income has left the fuse rather short.
Ooh. Now, you know, that comment from Gwen talking about burnout, I like what Eugene said. He kind of mapped it out for us. You know, how can you tell if you're suffering from burnout? Only if your work quality is being affected, does that constitute burnout. If not, you're most probably ineffective, or you're disengaged, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it's nice to have that understanding. That, thanks to Eugene for that. Now, you still have about 23 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we have a story about how you may not be allowed to work remotely even if you want to. Did we pick these stories subconsciously today? Like, you know, is it just because it's
there's a theme? There's a running theme.
There is. Now, everything from which employees can work from home to the number of days they can do so will depend on a number of factors, including their job, company, and industry. We've all kind of figured that out, right? Mm-hmm. Not everyone will be able to work from home. Even among industries well suited to online work, there is a range in who can be allowed to work remotely or not. Now, on one end of the spectrum are the finance and law sectors, whose workers have been less likely to work from home all along, despite a high potential for their work to be done remotely. These industries are going back to the office sooner, and workers will be less likely than in other types of work to be allowed to complete their work remotely, thanks to work cultures that prioritize in-person interactions, whether they're necessary or not. On the other hand, are a variety of industries, including tech, where some companies like Twitter and Dropbox are giving employees the option to permanently work remotely. Of course, even within tech, there is variation. You know, Amazon, known for its brutal corporate culture, plans to have most of its white-collar workers back in the office by early fall, saying it wants to return to an office-centric culture as their baseline.
Yeah. And meanwhile, companies that choose not to allow workers flexibility in where they work will be met with resistance. The vast majority of employees, which is 89%, say they want to be allowed to work remotely some or all of the time. So companies with stricter office rules could have trouble attracting and keeping talent, with 1 in 4 employees saying that they might quit their jobs after the pandemic, mostly because they want to look for work with greater flexibility. Mm. And the question of whether a given industry is sending workers back to the office early is hardly binary. The future of office attendance depends on a number of factors. So McKinsey Global Institute looked at more than 2,000 activities in more than 800 occupations to figure out which had the greatest potential to be done remotely. And the authors found that jobs where primary activities include updating knowledge or learning and interacting with computers could largely be done remotely without productivity loss.
Then you've got jobs that require handling and moving objects or controlling machinery, which unsurprisingly has to be done in person. That means that while some jobs within a company might go partially or completely remote, others are less likely, right? Activities particularly reliant on being in person, including things like creating a company culture, negotiations, sales, first-time conversations with clients, onboarding or coaching, or jobs that perform feedback or problem solving, especially with within interdisciplinary teams. So as a whole, jobs with the highest remote potential were concentrated in a few sectors, including finance and insurance, as well as management and professional services. Sectors with the least potential included construction, food services, and agriculture.
McKinsey estimates that 20 to 25% of the workforce could work from home 3 to 5 days per week without any loss of productivity. Hmm. It's actually 40% if you look at those who could work from home at least 1 day a week. Hmm. And job categories with the highest number of remote job postings on FlexJobs, which is a job site for remote work, were computer and IT, project management, and marketing. However, just because a job can be done effectively remotely doesn't mean that it will be.
Yeah.
A number of industries have cultural barriers to remote work that prevented them from being done remotely, even during the pandemic. Again, despite having jobs with a high potential for remote work, law and finance jobs tend to require more office time. And people in those industries worked remotely only a little over half of the time during the pandemic.
Yeah, so, you know, speaking of law and finance jobs, they are also likely to remain resistant to remote work post-pandemic. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, he said that he wants nearly all traders and bank branch employees back at physical locations, pointing to the shortcomings of remote work for maintaining a company's culture. His opinions mirror many others in the finance industry. The financial publication Bloomberg said they want their employees back as soon as they're vaccinated, making it a standout from the media industry, which is generally adopting more of a hybrid model, right? Mm-hmm. Now, while privacy and data security in finance are certainly a concern with working from home, it's not an insurmountable obstacle from a technical point of view, as we've seen by all the work in those fields that did get done with much of the workforce working remotely over the last year. But this is more of a cultural one. Investment banks and many law firms, for example, tend to have a staid old school culture. You know, notably for those afraid of spreading disease in open office spaces, law firms are also more likely to have private offices than peers in other white collar industries. Really, it depends on what leadership does, and leadership at finance and law firms typically don't seem to be fully on board with remote work, or we've not seen them to be, and that could hurt those industries in the future.
Yeah. And as a result, workers might rebel. A third to a half of workers have said that they would leave their jobs if their employers did not offer remote work. And the issue will be particularly pressing in the coming years amongst young people who've now had experience working from home successfully for most of their careers, in fact. And industries like tech and STEM, where talent is in high demand and where future job growth is predicted, will also more likely be able to offer remote work. If you're in an industry where talent is scarce, then you'll get a sense pretty quickly that workers want flexibility, and you'll bake that into the talent value proposition, or you could use remote work to target and tap talent pools in cities that you weren't able to harness previously. And while it's unclear how much office work will be done remotely, the prospects are at least much brighter than they were pre-pandemic, when less than 5% of the workforce worked remotely.
Yeah. There are two sides to the argument for heading back to the office. You know, on one hand, many employees are eager to do things that are difficult to do from home, such as rebuild their work culture and collaborate with new employees. And it must be hard to join a company, during this pandemic. On the other hand, people who've gotten a taste of working from home will likely want to continue doing so. I mean, you just can't change that. And Boston Consulting Group and the network study published earlier this March found that nearly 90% of workers want to work from home some or all of the time. And many employers are seeing remote work as a cheaper alternative to pricey office real estate, or at least a way to cut down on some of their real estate footprint.
There's also been huge growth in the availability of remote jobs. The number of postings for fully remote jobs on FlexJobs rose 76% between 2019 and 2020, while the number of partially remote positions rose about 20%, so there are now roughly equal numbers of each on the site. All that said, the future of office work will likely look more like a hybrid model, somewhere in the middle of being fully remote and fully in the office. And employers that offer workers a mix of remote and in-person work will be able to maintain their company culture and accomplish necessary in-office activities, while also giving workers the flexibility that they want. And jobs where that's not the case could run into tension between employers and employees.
Yeah, this is really, I guess, just it's like a reality check for some of us. We know certain industries are going to be more open to wanting everyone back into the office. You know, they crave for that workplace culture and the energy. And, you know, sometimes when you have client-facing jobs, you just want that person to do things in person, right? Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I like that idea, even for these industries who need everyone to come back into the office. I like that idea of having at least one day where they're allowed some flexibility to work from home or work remotely, or just not show up in the office. What are your thoughts on this, Chris?
I think it's all about having options. I think that's really what it boils down to. You don't necessarily have to, you know, go full tilt one way or the other. It's the point that keeps being brought up in articles like these is flexibility. It's the option of, oh, if you, for example, have a day where you have a lot of things to do and you want to be in the office, great, go for it. But if you have a day where you absolutely can't do it and you just want to work from home and catch up and take a breath, that you're allowed to do that. I think that's really the key here is, and that requires a lot of, you know, really good communication between employees and employers as well about what the expectations are for performance as well.
That's the key word there, right? Expectations. Now, since we're talking about work from home, working remotely and all, do you think your personality has changed because of work-related stress over the past year? Why or why not? That is our question to you today. You have about 14 minutes to chime in and, you know, send us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 is a number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us and participate in our poll that's happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we have a very interesting story about the creator economy. But for now, here's Earth, Wind & Fire with September. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.